Hey, hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing for Wednesday, May 8th. And yes, I'm going to remind you about that amazing 5-day visibility Kickstarter challenge. It's free. It's hosted by my friend Alina. It's so, so good. We are on the third day, but you could jump right in where we are. It's only about 10 minutes a day. So go to JenLehner.com/Alina, A-L-I-N-A, to register. On with the news. Tech platforms like Meta, Google, and TikTok are grappling with the issues of labeling AI-generated content to combat misinformation. While they have guidelines in place for their own platforms, labeling content created with external AI tools, obviously, as you might imagine, really remains a huge challenge. Despite efforts to enforce transparency, questions linger about the effectiveness of these measures and the platform's moderation capabilities. X has introduced its Grok AI chatbot in the UK, providing you with conversational query capabilities, and they introduced AI-generated news summaries powered by its Grok AI engine, offering real-time updates on trending topics. And I think that's available to us here in the US right now. I haven't been able to test it out myself because I left Twitter. Oh, I like that. I left Twitter/X many months ago. While this feature streamlines content consumption, concerns arise about its reliance on X posts for accuracy and interpretation. Imagine that. The shift towards in-stream summaries could impact news publishers' traffic and engagement on the platform. The EU debates the possibility of a TikTok ban amidst growing concerns over national security risks associated with the Chinese-owned platform. While European officials express cautious support for such measures, challenges lie in EU decision-making processes and member states' autonomy. Despite security fears, some leaders recognize TikTok's political influence and user engagement potential. Well, to me, the political influence is the security fear. And again, I'm going to say it over and over again, but you guys, here's the thing. It's like TikTok stealing my personal information is the least of my concerns, although I'm not loving that either. China is an adversary to the United States, and they have so much political influence with that powerful algorithm. Those of you who are on TikTok know that their algorithm beats all others. It shows you the content you really want to see. And the proof of this, the fact that they can brainwash an entire youth or an entire population, is that right before the legislation was voted on in the Senate here in the United States, when you logged into TikTok, the first screen you saw was a prompt telling you to go and contact your local lawmakers and tell them how much you were against the ban. And I mean, do you see the irony? Like, they are literally with just that, putting up front, like on a giant billboard in front of millions and millions of people, mostly young people, to say, hey, go contact your lawmaker because this is like against your rights. And it's a Chinese government affecting our lawmaking. That one hit me right between the eyes because, to be honest with you, I've been a TikTok user since TikTok came on the scene. I really, really enjoy TikTok as a form of entertainment. And I actually recognize TikTok as a wonderful source of scaling your visibility for your business and your brand. It's all of those things. But it's also incredibly, incredibly dangerous. So I'm watching this closely. I hope you are too. YouTube expands its AI-driven jump ahead feature, allowing you, if you are a premium subscriber, to skip relevant parts of videos. The feature combines user data and AI to predict your preferences, enhancing the viewing experience. As you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that it's Make a Book Day, Hooray for Buttons Day, and Lost Sock Memorial Day. And trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag Wednesday Wisdom and hashtag Wednesday Motivation. And that's it for today's very long flash briefing. Thanks for sticking with me. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow. tomorrow.